Watch, Michelle Obama tells why she is glad she did not have a boy. By Amy Furr on June 20, 2025. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is getting attention for odd comments she made regarding her husband, former President Barack Obama, during a recent podcast episode. On the former First Lady's podcast called Emo Wednesday, guest and Hot 97 radio personality Angie Martinez told Obama she should have had a son, the New York Post reported on Thursday. "You should have threw, sick, a boy in the mix," Martinez told Obama, who responded, "I'm so glad I didn't have a boy because he would have been a Barack Obama." Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the former First Lady's comments, one person writing, "What is going on with these two? I mean, even if they have relationship issues, this very public undermining of him just doesn't make sense. Wild thing for a wife to say." Another user said, while someone else commented, "This woman is shameless in how she puts down her husband. Some things really don't need to be said publicly." In 2020, Michelle Obama in her Netflix documentary called Becoming said that having their two daughters, Malia and Sasha, changed the course of the couple's relationship, per Breitbart News. "The thing that really changed it was the birth of our children. I wasn't really ready for that. That really made it harder. Something had to give and it was my aspirations and dreams," the former First Lady stated. "I made that concession not because he said you have to quit your job. But it felt like I can't do all of this so I have to tone down my aspirations, I have to dial it back," she continued. In May, she got pushback for her comments on the function of a woman's reproductive system while speaking on her podcast. She appeared to criticize men and claim they know nothing about a woman's experience. "So many men have no idea about what women go through, right? We haven't been researched. We haven't been considered. And it still affects the way a lot of male lawmakers, a lot of male politicians, a lot of male religious leaders think about the issue of choice as if it's just about the fetus. The baby," she said. "But women's reproductive health is about our life. It's about this whole complicated reproductive system that does. The least of what it does is produce life. It's a very important thing that it does," the former First Lady said. "But you only produce life if the machine that's producing it, if you want to, you know, whittle us down to a machine, if the machine is functioning in a healthy, streamlined kind of way. But there is no discussion or apparent connection between the two."